brought to you by Penguin.
What's Your Vibe? Written and read by me, Craig David. Preface. Here with me. How are you feeling? Are you happy? Calm? On top of things? At one with the world? If so, stop listening for a moment and close your eyes. Tune in. Take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, just feel how nice it is to be in this vibration. Those are good vibes. Maybe, though, the answer isn't so straightforward, and you aren't feeling calm or at one with things. Maybe something's a bit off. Maybe you feel an external niggle, like an arrangement you've made that later you'd rather not be part of. Or a wave of uncertainty, or something has left you feeling edgy or anxious. Or perhaps those moments when you're calm and you're happy and life is smooth have become few and far between. If any of these scenarios chime with you, then chances are you're out of balance and you may need to do some realigning to get back into the flow of your good vibes. When I'm out of flow and feeling disconnected from my good vibes, life gets hard. I can feel mentally and physically drained and spiritually empty. Like all the drum beats, bass lines and harmonies that have been keeping me tuned and alive to the world, connected and excited and wide-eyed, have stopped and the music is silenced. I've been there many times. But I've come out the other side again. While my sense of balance can still be a bit off from time to time, what I've learned is that if I'm connected to what makes me feel alive mentally, physically, and spiritually, then I feel more optimistic, clear, and purposeful. And instead of putting off my joy to some future event, I'm more present and happy in this moment. Over the last 22 years, through all the beautiful times and through all the wonky times, I have met success, I've met failure, I've met adulation, I've met humiliation, I've been chubby, I've been at peak fitness, I've been surrounded by people, yet at the same time deeply lonely. I've been riding the crest of the wave, but inside crashing down to the bottom of the sea. And through all of this, my vibes have been uber positive. I've been the one with the biggest smile, the one with the can-do attitude, the one who always wants to make it nice for everyone around me. If you had a problem, you could always count on me to spin the most optimistic, most positive answer, to put myself out as far as I could to go to solve it, even if I was walking on shaky ground. Or the solution came at a great cost to me. But over the past few years, since an injury caused me to reevaluate everything that I'd held to be true, since allowing myself time to learn, to reflect, to open my eyes to what's around me, I've learned that there is a different way to be. That reframing negative situations or uncomfortable moments as positive was at times a mechanism to avoid going deeper. That sometimes moments aren't positive, and however you want to reframe them, it's important to sit with the truth for a moment. And within that, as you relinquish control, there's profound wisdom. That's the reframing, because you are honoring the actual situation rather than sweeping discomfort under the carpet. I'm now in a place where I can be true to myself, but it hasn't always been this way. This is not a traditional memoir, and it's not a self-help book either. Instead, it's a series of lessons learned from a life lived, many of which I've only realized in retrospect. After all, it's only through
Sample complete. Ready to continue?